so give me a call like 2-3 times.
Okay, I'm Kathy Heindel, and I'm the president of the Moose Horn Amateur Radio Club. And for those people who are hams, my call sign is KL3 Zulu Yankee. I don't know if you can hear the generator in the background, but we are running off of a generator at this point. And as if we had an emergency, we'd have to, we necessarily would not be able to rely on, you know, the main power. So emergency backup.
We've seen around the world plenty of times where more modern communications fail. And, you know, in the news, there's always a story when there's a big disaster that ham radio operators have stepped in to facilitate communications. Is that what you're preparing for?
That would be correct. You know, we put up our equipment, make sure that everybody's able to understand how it goes up. We're in a mobile trailer, so we can move to most any spot that we can, get into a remote area. And like I say, we assemble it. We assemble this morning, so I think we got it up in pretty fast amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And what's the point of the actual field day, everybody getting together here and setting it all up?
Well, you'll have socializing, of course, you know, with all the hams can come together and meet and greet each other and, you know, find out what's going on with each other. Practicing for emergency exercises and getting with the, you know, practicing our skills. And, of course, there's the competition of seeing how many contacts you can make around the area, around the world.
Victor Sugar Sugar, QRZ.
Victor SO7, Charlie November Whiskey.
I'm Jenny Long, and I'm here just to see their field day and to take the test so that I can possibly become a ham operator. And I will be taking the technician test, which is the first one. There's three levels. And so I'm excited about that. And I work with CERT, which is a community emergency response team. And that's one of the reasons that I want to do this. Our CERT team got together and had the ham operators come and talk to us so that we would understand how that worked in case of an emergency. And, of course, it would be helpful for CERT members to also know the CERT side of it, too. So we do a lot of training in what we do, and then the ham operation is part of it, so it just adds to it.
What is CERT?
Community Emergency Response Team.
Oh.
It's nationwide, but Dan Nelson is our leader here in the borough.
Mac Weinkoop. I work in IT for the local school district here, but I'm also a volunteer firefighter with our fire department, Central Emergency Services, and I kind of fill this gap in our department right now where there isn't really a person in the ranks that knows a lot about tech and radio, and I've kind of filled that gap for a lot of years now. And this is just kind of the next progression. I want to get more involved in, you know, the radio art as a whole, and I think this is a great way to do it. It finally worked out this year, so it could happen. I'm sad that there aren't more younger people getting involved in it. I wish people could see the value in decentralized communications, but I don't know. I don't know what the solution to that thing is, but I think it's an issue that we need to be tackling, you know, getting people involved in it, because this is, you know, everything that the infrastructure side is based on, basic radio theory and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, whatever have you, it all has its roots here. So I think more people should get involved in it. Simple as that.
I'm losing you. Try again here in a minute. This is November 6th, Victor Sugar Sugar, Northern California, QRZ.